or money. The Seattle-based airline began flying to Havana in January. Keith Peters reporting.
Zimbabwe now in the hands of the military. Longtime president, 93-year-old Robert Mugabe, is apparently under house arrest. That follows an unprecedented falling out with the military. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woohoo!
It's hump day, and welcome to a rainy hump day right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 15th of November, 2017. You know, I'm not sure. You know, I think I can beat you to the forecast because the weather rock, bad Bob, is wet.
In fact, every once in a while, the weather report is, in fact, 100% accurate. It is 100% chance of rain in the North Valley, half to three-quarters of an inch possible today, and we could see locally heavy rainfall. High's only going to get up around 53 degrees, and that will continue tonight with showers after 10 p.m., maybe half an inch this evening. More showers tomorrow, and then a little bit of clearing on Friday. We should see sunny skies for your weekend. Then more rain moving back in on Monday. Again, in downtown Reading, we are showing 47 degrees, 48 at Reading Municipal Airport. All of the above brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A locally owned, locally owned,
Locally owned.
Locally owned, locally run, locally managed. Chuck
Veteran
McKinney, owned. You know, I mean, they've expanded. I mean, they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger out there. Shasta Gas Propane. He's never forgotten. You know, of course, it's a veteran-owned business, and he takes care of veterans and seniors. He gives them discounts on their propane. You know, it's that time of the year. Better get those propane tanks filled. Somebody was telling me a story, said that they went, not at Shasta Gas, but to another place, and said they were doing business at another place. They had a 500-gallon propane tank. And they asked the person that answered the phone, says, hey, look, do you have, because they were just checking out, you know, prices, and just said, do you have 500-gallon propane tanks you can put up here in our place? And she goes, no, we don't do that. The largest you can get is 250. Now, they're already doing business with this company.
Mm-hmm.
They already have the 500-gallon tank. So you don't ever put up 500-gallon tanks? No. I mean, she got, you know, testy with them.
Snippy.
I said, Shasta Gas Propane.
Oh, yeah. We have a, Brenda has a friend who has never lived outside of the urban service area. So he is dealing for the very first time in his life with propane. He says, well, it kind of smells funny, and the tank says it's at 5%. She goes, you're down in the dregs. You don't want that stuff that's left, you know, getting into your stove. So... and he mentioned the company he's with, and she said, well, go talk to Shasta Gas. They'll treat you right.
Yep. What can I say? Shasta Gas Propane. Okay, let's talk about the Rancho Tehama. Okay, I tell you what. This could have been a lot worse. The authorities at the school locked it down when they heard the shooting.
Hats
the guy was there. He couldn't get in. He was going for the school. I mean, here's what happened. I mean, okay, now somebody's going to need to know. The Tehama authorities, law enforcement authorities, are going to have some talking to do. Because this guy, whom I left his name back, I think it's Kevin Neal.
Yeah.
He's 44 years old. Appears that last year he beat up his domestic partner and stabbed her. Okay? So he gets arrested. $160,000 bail. He's having a feud with his neighbors. And... I mean, and it's constantly going on. But he has two restraining orders on him from two different women, right?
Yeah.
He's been arrested, a felony offense of the, you know, all this stuff. And yet he still has semi-automatic rifle, at least one, and pistols. So the question
which
is,
he was practicing
which he
constantly.
Was shooting. He was shooting in the last few weeks, they said, hundreds of rounds. And the neighbor says, we let it be known. But I'm not sure what that means. Do we let it be known to the police or just other people? But if they told the police that, plus the fact he's got restraining orders, and I think if you have a restraining order and there's, you know, they come over and they will take your guns because you can't have guns if you're under a restraining order, you know, that type of restraining order, you know, a domestic violence restraining order. So, one, was it reported to the police? That's the first question. And two, if it was, did the police come by and do anything?
TCSO and longtime District Attorney Greg Cohen have a lot of hard questions to answer in the coming days.
I think so, too. I mean, because you've just got to ask yourself. Now, here's what happened. Here's the timeline. He went and he stole a guy's car, a truck. Then he went down and he left that truck and he went out and he killed a man and a woman who were in a car, stole their car. Then he crashes that car, and a guy comes up and say, "If you're, you know," and another car came up, "Are you okay?" He shoots at him, takes his car, and then takes off and gets to the school. Now he's at the school, and he is shot. He shoots around the school. He wounds a woman and her child who's in the car. Then he tries to get into the school. The school's got it locked down very quickly. He can't get in. He goes into the bathroom. The only place you can get in is into the bathroom outside. He comes out and he shoots 30 or 40 rounds at the school, you know, windows and all those things. Two more children injured.
Now, there's some kids severely. Who are going to need some help.
Not severely, but they were injured. He then takes off in another car. He takes off in that, I guess, the car he stole. And he takes off, and here comes the sheriff's deputies after him. They chase him, force him off the road, and get into a gunfight with him and kill him. So at least that's reports for right now.
Yeah.
The guy taking his kids to school, he sees this guy drives up, and he starts shooting into a truck in front of him. He goes, puts his truck in reverse and leaves the area. So he's had a feud with his next-door neighbors, and one of the people he's having a feud with, or the woman that he had stabbed, she's one of the dead people.
Yeah.
So he hunted her down, but he went to the school. So here we go again. I was just at the school down in, you know, in that area in Corning, and I noticed is that they have gates that you can't. I mean, these are strong gates. Now, could you get over that gate if you really? I mean, if you. You'd have to climb, and it's not, you know, it's one of those things you'd have to jump up and pull yourself up.
Ornamental iron with spikes.
They made it hard. So, and once kids are in school and school starts, those things are locked, and you're not getting in there.
Isn't it sad that we live in a world where that's necessary?
Now, you can get through the office, but I'm sure that the offices are locked up, but they've got it locked anyway. So here's my question. Are our schools like that up here? It's working its way north, my friends. Are our schools able to lock down where you can lock the kids in if there's reports of shootings? And I the acting superintendent, who has been, by the way, very forthcoming, and she sends me stuff, Garcia, is that right?
I think so.
Or Flores. I'm sorry. Excuse me for not having that right at the tip of my tongue. But I need to talk to her because this happened. Remember after Sandy Hook, and we had Tom's Scaramino, whatever his name was, coming in here. I did not, because I asked him off the air and in separate meetings, are you guys set up to do anything to take care of these kids? And the answer was no. But please do not bring this up on the air. We don't want people to know how pathetic we are in this. And it just made me crazy. And so, but I kept working with them, and they were adding things and adding things, because it would have done no good for me to come out and say, by the way, you can just walk in on any of these schools.
It is time to harden those targets, because it's obvious that they are not
targets.
You're
not going to put an armed guard on campus, which I thoroughly, this is what I believe, after what happened at that church in Texas, every church that can afford it should have a North State security guy out there, an armed one, or even he's just out there so he can give early warning. And here's the other thing. And you know what? If you are trained and you are carrying a concealed weapon and you are trained and you are proficient, and let me say that again. If you're trained and you're proficient, I just didn't carry guns in the church. But you know what? I think that there is no safe place anymore. I think if, obviously, somebody could come into the church and start shooting, and you've got all those people in there. And, you know, my son-in-law, who's a U.S. Marshal, usually leaves his gun in the car. No more. He's gunned up in his church.
When you go to Costco or someplace in downtown Reading, are you getting the same sensation that you might have had, say, in Mogadishu?
No, it's not. It's
not
never,
quite. Never.
No,
not, it's not that
like
bad.
That. No, it's not like that. But what? No, because yeah, you know, my car got broken into. But whose fault was that? Well, it was the guy's fault who broke into my car, but I left it open. But the point is not, do I feel like it's dangerous walking around town? I do not feel like it's dangerous. But then again, I've been in a lot of different places. I'm sure it is dangerous for some people to walk around this town. It just is. But we have not had this, flurry. We've not had this shooting. But if you look at it, it's working its way north. It's coming from L.A., San Bernardino, Sacramento. Now it's up here in Rancho Tehama. Sheriff Basenko's going to be on today.
Yeah.
I want to talk to him about it.
Oh, yeah, but how timely is that?
You know what? It seems like, you know what, because more came on one time after something happened. And then, I tell you what, that one time when all that broke down, they came down and there was a shooting. And it was, Paletti was supposed to be on that.
Yeah.
He came on and talked about it. So, anyway, hey, we've got to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Hey, if you notice something else, too, I go to banks. They've got guards out in the parking lot. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I got to tell you real briefly. Brendan and I, of course, were in the lobby of Cornerstone along with the staff there when Linda did the Salute to the Veterans remote, when Linda and Trish did that remote.
Right.
What a nice bunch of people. The manager there met us in the parking lot. What do I need to do for you? And that it was not a corporate attitude, and that was a nice feeling.
Well, if you know what, they're your neighbors doing this, and it's like they say, why don't you come on down and experience how we are moving local dreams forward? And you know, that's we do business with several banks, and Cornerstone is run by your neighbors. It's people we know, so we're very, they are good people. So you need to try it out. Their newest branch is down there on California Street, right down from Jack's, or the other one on Cypress. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Don't miss it, the Reading Gun Show, this weekend only. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. This is the gun show of the year, jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammo, and, of course, reloading supplies. This weekend only, the Reading Gun Show, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Neighborhood Revival. Bay Murray and his real estate development firm aim to reignite an urban neighborhood by restoring an abandoned, historic 80-year-old firehouse. But the condition of the area made finding financing difficult. Inspired by Bay's economic redevelopment vision, Tri-Counties Bank commercial lender Tim Ching and his business banking team came to the rescue. They worked with Bay's development firm and city leaders, creating a commercial lending solution that ignited the redevelopment effort, renovating the firehouse into a hop-in restaurant that revitalized the area. Now that's service with a vision. Commercial lending, small business loans, neighborhood revival. For personalized problem-solving, California community branches, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, plus live banker support 7 days a week. Switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. It's Carl Bach here with Bad Bob on the board. Bad Bob on the board. 48 degrees going up to 53 today. Weather Rock says rain. And it's right. I see people. It's a lot of rain. Weather Report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Alliance Heating and Air is bringing you this segment of our show. Over 25 years up here in the North State, voted best in the North State. The only ones we let touch our heating or cooling systems. Martin and his people, veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Really, really, really great people. Okay, Roy Moore. When you talk about this, Roy Moore, the guy's running for Senate, running for the Senate in Alabama. He is not McConnell's choice. He wasn't Trump's choice. He was the people's choice of Alabama. However, in Alabama, you know, now all you're hearing about is sexual allegation. But the people of Alabama are standing by him. Not all of them, of course. But they're saying, you know what, it's this crooked media. Well, something happened. Then yesterday, or 2 days ago, this woman comes out and says, he sexually assaulted me when I was 15. And Moore says, I don't even know this woman. Well, the woman pulls out a yearbook that he had signed from high school. Now, that does not mean Moore sexually assaulted her. But Sean Hannity, who has been a supporter of Moore, tells him, you know, you've got 24 hours. To get rid of these inconsistencies in your story, because, like I said yesterday, Ann Meyer, who is a very, you know, a conservative Republican, a very bright lady, is not one to, you know, she makes her own decisions. She said she listened to him and said, "I think he's guilty."
This guy's going Doug Jim Wright. Baker here.
Yeah, Doug Wright, who is maybe not as conservative as Ann,
yeah.
But still, you know, stand up guy. He goes. I think he's, you know, I think there's something there too.
Yeah.
Like okay. So here's the thing: is the election is next month? Next month, December. So here you got Roy Moore, who's even if he wins, he could go to the Senate and be battle's on because there's Republicans are telling him to drop out, and he's a really hardcore conservative guy. So. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. If he drops out, who's going to come back in? Is it the guy he beat in the primaries? If it is, that guy's got a chance to win.
It does, however. Write-in candidates are extremely rare successes. It's happened in Alaska, but that was almost an aberration.
Well, and that's right, because his name's already on the ballot.
The ballots are printed.
And the mail. I would imagine the voter, you know, vote by mail, or is mail ballots have already been mailed out.
Yeah,
probably. I mean, anyway. So the great now, what does that mean? Now today on our news, I listened to this woman. Another woman's come up, and she's accused Harvey Weinstein of raping her. I mean, of not just the holding her someplace and masturbating in front of her, which he's big on. It looks like he and Louis C.K. a couple of pervs, but this time he sexually assaulted her, and so she's claiming that. And of course, Weinstein's going, no, that's not true. Well, you know what, Harvey, you're toast.
Yeah.
The only thing you need to do now, and you know, guess what? There's a lot of women coming out right now that are paying him back. Because this has been going on for, decades. They're coming out, they're paying him back, and you know what, Harvey? You're finished. Kevin Spacey, you're finished.
It may force a reset of the Hollywood mindset, which ain't a bad thing.
Here's the last part of this whole sexual assault thing. Is the left ready to go after Bill Clinton?
Oh,
is the left ready? Because the left's protected Bill Clinton ever since he was president. And a man in his position, and I tell me this, is you don't think if it had been a Republican president who was in his 40s having sex, yes, he was having sex with a 22-year-old intern, you don't think that they'd have been screaming for impeachment right then? Mm-hmm. Of course they would have. And said they protected this sexual pervert. And, yeah, and that's what he is. He's a nice, he's Uncle Bill, but don't let your kids get near him. Don't let your daughters get near him. But now, is the left ready to go back and really address this? Juanita Broderick said, you called us names. You said, drag a dollar through a trailer park, and that's the kind of women we are. That's what the left was saying, including Hillary.
Yeah.
You know, don't believe them. Women should not be believed. And, well, now that thing's turned. So now, Juanita Broderick comes back and says, he raped me. He raped me, and you people made me the villain.
You know, back in that day when Bill stood in front of the camera and said, now you listen to me and all that, and I go, and you want this guy to have the nuclear option, literally? And they said, that's entirely different stuff. There's no way, you're comparing apples and oceans. The poor man needs some relief. One of my aunt-in-laws literally said that. Look what they're doing to Trump now, saying that he is incompetent to handle the nuclear launch and that power needs to be stripped from the presidency for the first time since Truman, that the nuclear power launch authorization has to be stripped from the presidency and placed in the hands of Congress, where this country could be reduced to a smoking ruin by the time they came to a consensus to do a counterstrike.
It's a continuous attack on Trump. And this is through the media and that, he is unstable. Really? Really? Is he unstable? What about the things he's accomplished? Oh, he hasn't accomplished anything. Well, yeah, he does. The GDP is up. Stock market's up. Businesses are hiring. We have lowest unemployment rate in, 18 years is now. Even though I still question how they use the figures on the unemployment rate.
Yeah.
It just goes on and on and on. Okay.
Feel better?
No,
yeah, right.
Okay, day three of my stolen wallet.
The saga of the wallet.
The wallet. I told you how my across the street neighbor, good friend John, gave me. He bought me a wallet, and so now I had a wallet. And then Linda gave me $5 to put in it, so I'd have money like an adult. And then I had my concealed carry in it. Those are the only things in my wallet. So then, I went down to SST because I have a fuel card. SST, the fuel card's good in 57,000 different places. I can use it down in New Mexico. I can use it in Nevada. I can use it, in town in several places. They got me one immediately. Then I wandered on down to a Reading Bank of Commerce. They gave me one. Navy Fed said they'd overnight it. And guess what? They overnighted it.
Well, bless them.
It's sitting in my pocket as we speak. Now, does anybody know, is there a DMV anyplace else but Reading? Somebody told me there was one down in Anderson, but I don't think that's true.
No, I don't think they have an Anderson office.
No, I didn't see one, and I think the nearest one's, Chico or something like that.
Yeah.
Now, to get an appointment.
Red Bluff might have one.
To get an appointment is going to be not till next week sometime for a driver's license. So I'm going to have to go down and stand in line. I may go pay somebody. One of these people that can stand in line for you. Don't they have people to do that, stand in line for you?
Yep, they do. There is one in Bernie, if you want to take that drive.
There is?
Yeah. Bernie, California has a DMV office.
I can't imagine they'd be that busy. Anyway. Okay.
I have to get this.
I know. So after that, now I'm heading down to Beale. I may go down to Beale today to get my ID card. Because without my ID card, I can't get other things. And it's just a pain in my ambiance right now to have to go do all this because of somebody who comes in and steals my stuff. And again, part of it is, you know what, I'm upset with that person. If I could, I would say nasty things to them. But the big thing is that I left it there. I can't imagine why I would do that.
Anyway, the loyal listeners of KCNR have chimed in. DMV in Weaverville gets high marks from our legion of listeners. Also, DMV Red Bluff.
Red Bluff. I mean, Red Bluff's close. I can strike down. I can get down.
That's
to Red
20
Bluff,
minutes, baby.
20 minutes away, and I don't have to wait for 6 hours. I'm going for it. Okay, we're going to take a break here. We have Gavin,
we got
Spencer.
Music.
We are going to have music. They're going to be in here in just a second talking about what's going on, I believe, with the Madrigals, but I'm not sure.
It's the choir.
The choir.
There are many young, fresh faces in our lobby.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages.
Over, damn all these beautiful girls. They only want to do you dirt.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Rejecting God's moral values leads to moral decay and lawlessness. The cause of this moral decay is the rejection of God, whose ways are absolute and unchangeable. This will eventually affect the ability to recognize the slow decay of one's morals while it decays, pollutes, and corrupts the mind and flesh, especially of our children. By giving your life to Jesus and living according to God's word, you will be protected against this moral decay. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you there. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready mix product.
A brand new production of A Cascade Christmas is coming to Redding's historic Cascade Theater. It's Shasta County's theatrical holiday spectacular, returning to the stage for 2 weekends full of dancing, singing, snowflakes, and candy canes. It starts the day after Thanksgiving, an all-new show for the whole family, with evening and matinee performances, plus photos with Santa after each 2 p.m. show. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Slumber,
You've been listening to Shasta High and the Madrigal Singers. And they're magical, too. Good morning. I've got Gavin Spencer here, who is the honcho, the director, the man of the hour.
Thanks for having us here today, Carl.
Well, you know what? All of you can now, after this is over, you can go back to our website and you can download this portion of the show, or have you know, send it to all your friends and relatives and neighbors, so they can hear all of you singing individually. Well, not really, but you can say that was me on this. Everybody okay here? A little bit early? What? Don't you guys go to school? What? I mean, all right. Tell us about the Madrigal Dinner for people that may, you know, have lived under a rock or just moved here.
Okay. Well, the Madrigal Dinner, if you can imagine walking into a castle and being greeted by a king and a queen and two knights, and then being escorted to your seats by some lovely madrigal singers. This is set in the Renaissance period, the Elizabethan period. And the dinner features a whole bunch of music, a funny play, great food, and it's just a great evening. I think it's our community would agree that it's one of the greatest holiday events.
It's a great time, and I tell you, come in with your name. I mean, you've got to come in with, like Sir Galvin, you know, of Lancelot, or something like that, because they will ask you your name. And if you say Bob, it's not good enough. No. My name's Bob. I'm sorry, but we know that Bob's in here. You've got to be like Lord Bob.
We have fanfares for special people.
That's right. Fanfares for special people. You could be Lord Bob. You know, I'd like to be his Highness Reagan. Anyway, okay. My name's Donald Trump.
Ah!
They run through the... Okay. people spitting your food. Okay. Tell us about the Madrigal Dinner. Yeah, I mean, you told us kind of like what it's like. You're being in a castle and all that, but there's a lot of moving parts to this.
Yeah, there are. Well, when you first come in, we open with a big toast. The king and the queen make a grand announcement that, welcome, you're our special guests. We have a big ceremony for the boar's head, which we actually don't eat pork, but it's a cool ceremony. We carry this gigantic boar through the audience in this really cool ceremony.
Is it a real boar?
It is. Real stuffed boar.
Real stuffed boar, okay. Just making sure.
Name is Boris.
Boris.
Yeah.
Of course. Okay, so the king and queen, I remember this, make a special announcement. So the king and queen here?
We have a king.
Yep.
We have a king. King Rory.
King Rory. Come on. Okay, push yourself forward, king. In fact, these people should be on their knees in front of you here, right?
Indeed.
Okay. King Rory, you can't just... they just all bowed. King Rory, I mean, how do you get to become king? This is not something that's just bestowed on you. You have to work your way into this, right?
Well, I mean, I've been a part of the Madrigal Dinner for 4 years now, and I've worked very hard throughout each year. I was the jester last year. I've been a Madrigal singer for 3 years. To become, like, royalty, so to speak, it takes just a lot of years of dedication and hard work.
Well, I've heard that before from you, is, you know, people that really, you know, applied themselves to it.
The process when they're auditioning, the biggest part for the king and the queen is an interview that we do. Because most of it's based on character and hard work and dedication and things like that. And Rory is extremely dedicated.
So where's the queen?
Well, she's just not here this morning.
Oh, she's not dedicated enough. So who's standing in line there? Girl with long blonde hair here, with princess hair. Have you understudied her? Are you ready to push her aside?
Oh.
I've watched The White Queen. I've watched that. I've watched Game of Thrones, too. I'm not sure, but I think I see the Dragon Queen back there. Are you old enough to watch Game of Thrones? Maybe not. Okay.
Yeah, they should not watch.
We'll just go past that one right now. Okay. Come in and tell me. Come in. How long have you been singing on this? How long have you been part of this?
This is my first year doing this.
Okay, and what's your name?
My name's Zane.
Zane, and what year are you?
He's new in town.
I'm a senior. I just moved here from South Dakota. So when I found out that I was moving to Reading, you know, I found out I was going to Shasta, and... like the only obvious answer for me as far as like extracurricular activities was it looked like Madrigals, looked like a super fun group, you know, and I joined and it's been awesome. I've gotten to know all of them and, you know.
It's really good to be able to get into something where you can meet a lot of people too.
Yeah,
South
really
Dakota.
Great.
Want to hear a cool story about that? So we had auditions last spring for the Madrigal singers, and he was still in South Dakota. So We did his audition via FaceTime.
FaceTime.
Or
so it was a video interview, and we all got to watch it. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. I have stories about South Dakota, too. Sturgis, but I won't tell those.
The rally.
The rally. Yeah. It's like the third largest moneymaker in South Dakota. So, also, some of the best pheasant hunting ever is out there. Okay, just come in real quickly and just tell me what your names are. Okay. And how long have you been doing this?
So I'm Nikolai, and this is my first year in Madrigals, but I've been singing for about 8 years.
Okay. And what year are you?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore? Okay. Here's the queen. Watch out. Here's the one that's looking.
My name is Mary Claire. This is my third year in Madrigal Dinner and my first year as a Madrigal singer.
Okay. What do you do with those other years?
I was a server my freshman year and a host my sophomore year.
So you've got to, like, serve first.
You work your way up.
This is not just a hand-me-up. Zane. You know.
Yeah, I kind of just stepped in.
Well, they didn't tell you the part afterwards where you clean up afterwards because, you know. Anyway, okay, who's next? Come on in, son.
I'm Zach. This is my first year at Madrigals.
Uh-huh.
And I started as a server freshman year.
Okay, you're a sophomore this year.
Yes.
Do you like this?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I think it is. You guys do a great job.
Hi, I'm Tyler. I'm actually the jester this year, but I've been a Madrigal singer for 2 years now.
So how do you get to be jester? How do you get to be jester? Except the look on your face.
Oh, is that you're trying to say something here?
No, I mean, I could, you know, you come in here with a big smile on your face, and I'm saying, oh, this guy's going to be good.
Well, yeah, there's obviously like an audition for it, but you just got to be willing to go and put your whole heart into being the jester and have fun with it. So.
Well, that's the whole thing is having fun with it, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, who's next?
I'm Kinley. I'm a junior. This is my first year in Madrigals, but my third year in the dinner.
Okay, so this is the first year you're singing.
Yes.
Okay, and so you're a junior over at Shasta.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody else is back there. Name?
My name's Aqua Elu.
And what?
Aqua.
Aqua?
My first year in Madrigals and first year as a Madrigal singer.
Oh, really? So wait a minute. So he started this year and he's singing?
Well, he started last year a little... Oh, what's this year? No, last spring last you started year. Troubadours.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Troubadours. Okay. Well. Okay, I'm just going to say...
You moved up fast.
Yeah, you know, sometimes, you know, better watch out, King. Okay.
My name's Celeste. I'm a Madrigal singer for 2 years, and I've been in the dinner for 3.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She's my student director, so when I'm not around, she runs the show. She's awesome.
Is that the thing you have in your hand?
Sure.
Okay. You take photos of people who are not doing what they say, and you run right to them afterwards, go, look at this.
My name's Maddie, and I've been in the dinner for 3 years, and I've been a Madrigal singer. This is my first year.
Cool.
That's my daughter.
Oh. You know what? You better be good. You got to listen to it all the way home, that night, the next day. You know, why could you spill that food? Okay. Sir.
My name's Sam, and I've been in the Madrigal dinner for 4 years, and I've been a Madrigal for 3.
That's great. So, what do you get from this? I mean, what do you get from? I mean, besides the fact that I mean, it's kind of an elite group here. But what do you get from this?
From being a Madrigal?
Yeah.
It's just like, oh.
I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to ask questions. Okay. I don't care who it is. Somebody step in.
I'd have given anything for a live camera at that moment.
Yeah. Okay, so a king. Come on, King. You've been practicing this, and then we'll get to the jester because he's ready.
Well,
because this is a lot of hard work. I mean, I've seen this. I know how hard you all work at this. It's not easy. I mean, you serve. You know, they're serving people that are, you know, that are. Hey, give me this. I want more turkey. Like,
I mean, throughout the dinner, like all the people within the dinner become very good friends, and we have like especially in the Madrigal group, there's a big like camaraderie. Type thing, like we all become friends, we all hang out outside of school, and that really helps us with like these hard long days of like multiple hours where we're working really hard to, you know, keep the dinner and freshen it up and stuff.
Plus, keep your grades up. You're going to school.
Yes.
And then anybody else in athletics, or is this kind of takes? Oh, so you're in athletics too, huh? So you've got that and madrigals. Oh wow. Because it's. Do you ever get home, or you just go from the gym to the to?
I go from school to my volleyball practice, and then I go straight to mad dinner, and then I get home at like 8:30.
You slave to her.
Suck it up, kids.
You know, you have no you life. You have no life. Okay, Zane, you came here from South Dakota. Hop on back in here, buddy. Now, South Dakota is a little bit different than Redding.
It's
a little bit warmer here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm wearing a snow jacket right now because it's one of my only jackets because it's like having a blizzard right now in South Dakota. So.
They always have blizzards in South Dakota. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I have a really, really good friend that lives in Rapid City.
And, oh, that's where I'm from.
Oh, Rapid City. And Johnny and I correspond, you know, sporadically as we do. But South Dakota is beautiful. I've been there several times. But when you came here, what was the biggest change?
The biggest change was just like going into senior year, in a completely different school, you know, going into Shasta with like a different system, new people, new rules, you know, starting pretty much from square one. But it was really great, like getting to be in the Madrigals and like automatically getting like an awesome group of friends.
Just like that.
And through the choir.
You know, I went to several high schools when I was growing up, including my senior year in a completely different place. So I kind of have a lot of empathy for you because you don't know anybody. Mm-hmm. And as I'm choking here, I had football. So I had sports. Yeah. So I started, you know, before school, and I got to meet a lot of guys. And that way, it was tough on my sister because it's just tougher for girls when you move anyway. And but on your senior year, I think you got a lot to be proud of. I mean, you stepped in here,
and
like you said, you've made friends, and you all are really cool because you've welcomed somebody else that's new and it's starting his life over again, right here.
Thank you, guys.
It's a great group. Okay, now how do people get tickets, or is it too late?
Well, last I heard, we were over 90% sold out. But you might be able to find one or two seats on a Wednesday or Thursday night, maybe. But you can go to ShastaHighChoir.com, ShastaHighChoir.com, and there's a link there for tickets. You can just buy right online.
How much are the tickets?
I think they're $45 with all the ticket fees. Yeah.
Okay, now, but that gets you. Not only are you escorted in, you have a play, you have a great dinner, you have just a lot of fun, super music.
Yeah, it's a three-hour dinner show, basically. Yeah. And the cast, the full cast is about 100. So we have about 25 instrumentalists. We have about 45 servers and hosts at the tables. We have our 20 madrigal singers. We have a royal court of about 20. It's a big cast, and it's a big event, and it's very professionally done. And I think you'd be really impressed with it.
If you have not been, and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, is it too late? No, go to the website and buy tickets. Because I promise you, you will not even for a second not be entertained.
Great.
You get to meet people. Yeah. Thanks a lot. You know, how long have you been doing this?
This is my 16th year here at Shasta. I can't believe it.
Did you have to work your way up to be this part, or they just kind of? Did you start this?
No, I did not.
How long has it
been
going
on for? 38 years.
Oh my gosh,
Mr. Putnam.
Anybody here whose parents were or grandparents did this?
Our queen, her mom was in Madrigals.
My brothers were involved when they were in high school. That was a long time ago.
Wow. I was just wondering, you know, so you have like, it's in the family there. It's a dynasty.
Oh, I have a lot of those. Yeah,
I imagine. Yeah. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot. Are you going to sing one more for us?
Sure.
Before we kind of like
this
slide
is our song
out of here.
That we do when we do our grand toast. It's called Wassail.
Wassail, wassail, all over the town. Our toast it is white and our ale it is brown. Our bowl it is made of a white maple tree, with the wassailing bowl we'll drink to thee.
All right. don't miss your chance to see the Madrigal Singers on this beautiful, wonderful show they have. Again, the your website one more time?
ShastaHighChoir.com.
There's your chance, and I tell you what, you will not be sorry. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Discover the East Reading residential community of Shastina Ranch, built by Palomar Builders, located off Airport Road with a regional park, walking trails, decorative streetlights, sidewalk planters, view lots, fabulous open spaces with close proximity to quality schools. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. These homes are priced from $356.8 to $518.8. Contact Rhonda Culp at Coldwell Banker CNC Pro Properties, or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
Don't miss it. The Reading Gun Show this weekend only. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. This is the gun show of the year. Jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammo, and of course, reloading supplies. This weekend only, the Reading Gun Show at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Real winners, real people. Play our November to Remember Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, fuel prizes, or a brand new Chevy Colorado. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn triple entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Thursdays at 8 p.m. for free slot play and fuel. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Chevy Colorado. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. The truck you always wanted, designed to take on every day. Let's make it happen and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our November to Remember Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win a brand new Chevy Colorado from Lithia Chevrolet of Reading. Final drawing Thursday, November 30th. November to Remember Swipe to Win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun. Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Discover the residential community of River Point, built by Palomar Builders, located in South Reading, with large deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, and stylish master suites. For a limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. This credit may be used for closing cost upgrades or landscape and is a limited time offer. Contact Debbie Morgan at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Yeah, got a lot of nice girls. Bye.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in KCNR 1460.
You know, you commented on how quickly it got warm in here with... how many kids did we have in here? A dozen?
Oh, at least that many.
Yeah. The human body...
generates a lot of heat.
100 watts per body. So it was like putting a space heater in here.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, and anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. It's getting to be Christmas. Come on. Go on down there. Find that perfect gift for your loved one at Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in town. They've got a watch repairman there. Great bargains, honest people. You're not going to find a better place to buy jewelry. I'm going down there because I have an anniversary also coming up. I'm trying to see if I can get a twofer, if I can get a Christmas... Christmas and an anniversary present at the same time. They're pretty close to each other, but I don't think I can. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday. Okay, I went through my truck again last night, Bob.
Hoping.
hoping that I was just wrong because nothing's shown up. You know, no, they didn't try the cards and do any of that stuff.
You'd take the egg on your face if, in fact, you found the wallet.
If I found the wallet, I would not say a word. I would just kind of casually put stuff back in, right? But you know what I find? I find a watch in there.
That isn't yours?
It's not ours. It's not Linda's. It's not mine.
Okay.
And it's kind of like, and Linda's looking at it. She goes, well, the diamonds aren't real. You know, but, you know, it's got jewels on it. And I'm thinking, well, whose watch is that? And so if it's not Linda's, I'm trying to think of who's ridden in my truck. I mean, but there's, you know, of course, yeah. People ride in my truck.
You could have found far worse things in the truck.
Oh, my God. Whose bras?
Yeah, where did those come from?
No, it was just a watch. And I brought it back in. And I thought it was Linda's. And because, you know, she's got a bunch of watches. Anyway, okay, we're going to have Sheriff Tom Basinko coming in here right after the break. I go back and want to talk to him, of course, about what happened.
Yeah.
Then,
yeah.
And then I want to talk about what kind of things we can look at from here.
We probably shouldn't be told specifics of the plan, but no. We need to know that there is, in fact, a plan, because tipping off the bad guys is not a good idea. But let us let the bad guys know that there is a response plan.
Well, you know, here's the other, you know what? And we know that. We know because we've asked before. If this happens, what do you do? It used to be they had one type of, they would go in, you know, they'd have to wait, and they'd do certain things. Now, as soon as they get two officers together, they go for the sound of the guns, especially if it's at a school. As long as you have one person backing you up, there you go.
Stop the threat.
But what, yeah, end the threat. I would really like to know. What we, you know, at the schools, to, you know, because like I said, I was down in Corning. They had a way of locking that school, so nobody left the campus.
Yeah.
Because the only way out was through the office. So now I'm thinking is, can you get in the office? You know, they have like a little buzzer there or something like that, or can you walk through it into the office? Because once you walk in the office, you're on campus. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just move on that one.
We need to harden the targets, and unfortunately... Yeah. Look at other security measures up to and including an armed presence on the campus,
you know,
which
what?
Freaks some people out.
How about this? You know what?
Deterrence.
Not necessarily even an armed presence, but a presence there of a person in a uniform that's standing out there, you know, in the mornings and this. It's like churches. So churches now, after what happened in Texas, is going to bring on a copycat, you know, person. That they will come on out, you know. So do you need a guard in front of a church now? And did we ever find out? Okay, that guy was going after his mother-in-law, who he hated, who wasn't even in there, and his ex-wife, who he hated, who wasn't even in there. So he just went and killed 29 people. I mean, it's sick.
The media is quickly trying to spin this into blaming Trump support. Have you noticed this?
It's that, obviously a Republican.
That Trump
that did
has
it,
enabled. Yeah. This mindset, and never mind the fact that at least one of these people was a absolute
Sandy Hook came in when
liberal,
Obama was there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, you can't blame.
they can blame.
Well, I know
Trump
that,
for
but I mean,
brain.
Come on, seriously, that's like blaming. That would be like, you know what, Sandy Hook, and you know, if Obama had been there, would I blame Sandy Hook and Obama? No, of course not, because Obama. Would never ever countenance anything like this. And though, of course, on Sandy Hook, you're still hearing the conspiracy guys
oh,
say it
goodness.
Never happened. Paul Preston used to be on the station. One of the reasons he's gone is because of things like this.
Otherwise, rational people are saying, "Oh, this is all a government thing."
And I said, "I said, do you really believe 20 these kids that were killed that didn't happen? It didn't happen. You know, look at this." And I went, "Have you ever talked to anybody in that little town?" And he looks at me and he goes, no. I said, well, I have. I've talked to several people in that town, veterans, newspaper editor, a whole lot of people. And guess what? It happened. You know, anyway.
Bad
okay.
stuff happens.
Okay. Well, when we come back, we're going to have Sheriff Basinko in here. I'm sure he's going to harass me.
He's in the business of preventing bad stuff.
Bad stuff, and we want to make sure that happens. Okay. Where are we at here? It's time to go.
We're in theme.
We'll be right back.
And Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta, reading the news, brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Check out their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour, townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. By all accounts, the gunman behind yesterday's deadly Northern California shooting spree had a history of violence. Out on bail after allegedly stabbing a neighbor, others complained he had been firing off hundreds of rounds of ammo. He's also the subject of a domestic violence call. During the attack, and after failing to break into a local elementary school,
the suspect engaged two officers. They returned fire. The suspect was killed at the scene.
The Pima County Assistant Sheriff Phil Johnston saying the gunman killed four people and wounded 10 others. A possible serial killer has people on edge in the Seminole Heights neighborhood of Tampa, Florida.
Like, I'm constantly checking the lock to make sure I lock the door. I'm constantly looking out my back window, like, you know, who's in my backyard? This is getting too much. Now I'm like, maybe I need to consider moving.
Tampa police and armed federal agents have been knocking on doors and checking car trunks as they search for a suspect. Four people have been shot and killed in that area recently. Americans went shopping again last month.
The Commerce Department says retail sales increased 0.2% in October, following a healthy 1.9% gain in the previous month. September's gain was the largest in 2.5 years and was driven by big increases in auto and gas sales in the wake of Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. Excluding gas station sales, retail sales rose 0.4% last month.
Correspondent Jeremy House. After giving President Trump what he asked for, Senate Republicans have included an Obamacare provision in the tax reform bill they're crafting. It would end Obamacare's coverage mandate. Not surprisingly, that does not sit well with Democrats. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow's down about 88 points. The NASDAQ is off 22. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From the studio that brought you Miracles from Heaven and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs comes the star.
That light, that's the star. This is where it's been leading me.
We've come to honor the new king.
What's his name?
His name's Jesus.
Experience the family event of the holiday season.
Do you guys like frankincense? I never know what to get.
The Star. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 17th. For tickets and showtimes, go to thestarmovie.com.
Franklin Graham calls it a must-see.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
Mike Huckabee calls it a giant step forward for the faith-based genre.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayers.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says Let There Be Light offers forgiveness and hope when it's needed most. Kevin Sorbo and Sean Hannity present the most anticipated Christian movie of the year. Let There Be Light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. Find a theater at lettherebelightmovie.com.
The Pentagon says gender reassignment surgery has been performed on a member of the military.
A Defense Department spokeswoman says the surgery was performed Tuesday in a private hospital and was covered by military health insurance because a doctor deemed it was medically necessary. She says because the service member had already begun sex reassignment treatment, a waiver was approved by the director of the Defense Health Agency. Although the Obama administration had lifted a ban on transgender people serving, President Trump issued an order to reimpose the ban and told the Defense Department to develop a policy for dealing with those currently in the military. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Many survivors in Iran still awaiting badly needed aid 3 days after a powerful earthquake along the Iraq border killed more than 530 people and left thousands of others injured, and many thousands have been left homeless by the Tremblor. News and analysis at townhall.com. Deliberations continue in the 11-week-old bribery trial of New Jersey Democrat Senator Bob Menendez.
This is the third day of deliberation for the reconstituted jury in the Menendez case. It's the seventh day for 11 of the 12 jurors who started deliberations over this week after one member was replaced. Jurors told Judge William Walls Monday they were deadlocked. He told the panel to keep trying to reach a verdict. The New Jersey Democrat is accused of intervening with federal authorities on behalf of his co-defendant, Florida eye doctor Salomon Melgen, in exchange for lavish gifts. It's the first high-level corruption trial since a Supreme Court ruling last year narrowed the definition of official corruption. I'm Warren Levinson.
Papa John's apologizing for remarks made by its CEO who blames sluggish pizza sales on NFL players taking a knee during the national anthem. The company is a major NFL sponsor and advertiser. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott. Carl and Linda Bott. It's 6.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 15th of November, 2017. 605-4567 is our phone number. Get ready to call. We have Sheriff Tom Pasinko with us. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and Bad Bob's got weather here for us.
Well, we got weather all over the place, and it's all wet. Heavy rain today. High near 53 degrees. Light and variable winds. Becoming south 5 to 9 miles an hour. 100% chance of precip if you are within the sound of my voice. Rainfall amount should be around 3/4 of an inch or so. More of that tonight, and then it'll taper off after 10 p.m., becoming showery on Thursday. And then by Friday, we will see sunny skies into the weekend, then more rain coming back on Monday. Currently in downtown Reading, 47. 48 out at the airport. Last time we checked, Shasta Lake, 53 feet from the top, but it is coming up.
Okay. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793. Home Helpers is the business that is bringing us this segment. If you're looking for really quality, compassionate in-home health care, go to Home Helpers. They've been in the business for like close to 15 years now. Sharon Clark and her people customize their home care solutions to what you need, whether it's short-term or long-term. They're there to provide affordable, in-home, quality health care. Give her a call, 226-8350, Home Helpers. And speaking of quality care, we have Sheriff Tom Pasinko with us.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for having me back.
You know what? It's something that after you've had a, you lose something, and, you know, it plays a part of your life that the sheriff calls you up. And first of all, he harasses you into him, harasses you and says other things. But then calls me later that afternoon and says, you know, they got all your stuff. You might want to think about LifeLock or something. You didn't say LifeLock. But that's why I called. And, I mean, right then I set it up. They've got, again, not an ad, but they've got a 15% discount for veterans. They give you the first month free.
Yeah, one of those services.
Yeah, and watches, that's the only one I've ever heard of.
Right. And it watches your credit cards because your wallet was stolen. Mm-hmm. They have your credit cards. They have your driver's license, your identity, your birth date. And so now they could go and open up other bank accounts, credit cards, and you may or may not know about that.
Oh, yeah. But now these guys are supposed to be watching it.
Right.
And they're hooked into all the credit agencies. So if anything starts to open, the credit agencies get that. And then so anyway. But the thing about this is I'm just absolutely sure that this person isn't my next-door neighbor who just came over to steal this. This person's probably been in jail.
More than likely.
That did this. More than likely he's been in jail. Because when I fill out the police report, is this over $958 that you lost? And it wasn't.
Right.
So I said no. And so now I've got a police report. So I don't know what I'm going to do with that. You know, if I catch the guy, I know what I'm going to do with it. I'm going to shove it up his butt.
Right. Well, you also have it available, say, if your credit card company calls and say, hey, Carl, what was this $2,500 charge on the Internet or in another city? Because a lot of times, and you, excuse me, you quickly called your credit card companies and canceled the credit cards. But you'd be surprised the speed that the criminals get that credit card number. Oftentimes they'll give it to other people or sell it right away, and they're charging on the internet, making buys right away with that, knowing that they only have a limited amount of time before it gets canceled.
Well, you know, I checked my banks, checked the two credit cards, you know, that I use, and they were all, nothing had gone, had been tried or attempted, but you know, it's still just a pain.
That and you think about whether it be your wallet or a lady's purse. You have a lot in there of personal information, and you do end up feeling violated, but then you have to go down to DMV. You were talking about...
And then be violated again by waiting in line for 6 hours.
But you were talking about having to travel, and I said, hey, if you're taking a flight, you're going to need a photo ID. Because you don't get one right away from the DMV.
No.
They'll give you a paper license, and then they'll ship you the photo license, and so...
Yeah.
Oh, you might have to use your passport, or you were talking about driving down to the to be able to get another military ID and something. But that could have crimped your travel plans if you didn't have.
If
a photo.
If that had happened Friday, it'd have been tough. Cause,
right.
But we have our passports, and that's always the fallback position.
Yeah.
That if you need if you need to do that. So everything else, if I can get down the bill, and I'll do that to get a ID card.
And a lot of people have security cameras and the security photo doorbells.
But it doesn't do any good, does it?
It at least lets you kind of know what's going on in your neighborhood. And if there is a theft, then you have, depending on the quality of the camera and everything, at least you have a picture of who the responsible is. They might be able to be identified.
Yeah. But how many times?
But you'd be surprised.
Do you actually get the stuff back? I mean, even if you catch them, and if it's under $900, what are they going to do to the guy?
It is a little bit rare. Or a lot of times we may find somebody that has a whole bunch of property.
Yeah.
We know that it isn't theirs.
Right.
But we can't show whose it is or where it was stolen from.
Well, I have a police report out, and so. I don't know if it's got my name on it. So if they catch this guy, I think because it was trash day that morning,
yeah.
I think they just kind of like took the money out and just dropped it. You know what? To me, thieves, if you're listening, just take the money and drop the ID back on the, just leave right. The rest of the wallet. Take all the money.
And another good friend of ours also was at the gym, and his truck was stolen, driven maybe a block away.
Across the street.
And they stole his laptop computer.
He had a lot more serious. I mean, his
business was part of that laptop computer too. So that messed him up for a little bit.
Right. And and this kind of thing, it was stolen from the gym.
They used his credit card right away too.
And
that was in Tama County, I believe.
It was down on Gas Point Road.
Oh.
And they know who the guy is. I don't know if anybody even went out and arrested him.
Yeah, I was
going to
check back with him and see what type of follow-up there's been.
As of the last time I talked to him, they knew who the guy was.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the guy had gotten arrested down even further south for car theft or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're at a point that, I don't feel like somebody's going to hit me in the head or anything like that. But that means they've probably been checking that. My car. I mean, it just wasn't a coincidence that the one time.
A lot of times they come through the neighborhood, either they or a single person, come through the neighborhood, and they're just walking down the street checking door handles.
They had to walk down the driveway.
They had to walk down the driveway. But a lot of times they'll go down driveways, check door handles, and looking for that open vehicle or that open window, and then take advantage of that.
And there's really, I guess, I'm thinking of new ways of handling that by putting the... sensor lights in a different spot, so they come on. I mean, they're just blinding right there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, they'll put in something out that if they walk to a certain point, it breaks the beam.
Right.
And it dings.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, and it dings inside next to the bed where they can't hear it.
You might be able to purchase, go check and see if you can purchase a alligator from Louisiana or somewhere.
No, I'm going to get the truck monkey.
truck monkey.
The truck monkey who sits back there. He's quiet. I've been giving bananas. And he's sitting there with a tire iron. And when they reach in there, he just reaches across there and breaks their wrist. Now, here's a question. Can I own big beanbag shells or shotgun shells?
Good question.
I mean, it's a non-lethal.
That's right. I don't see why not. I don't know of any law that restricts that.
So, I mean, you're not going to kill somebody.
Right.
If they try to attack
you. Less lethal, depending on your range and everything. It's possible or where you strike them. Yeah.
Oh. I think I'd go for the groin.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, the but it's a way of protecting yourself with a less lethal method.
You know, too, and I...
You know, because when you go out, they're probably going to attack me because I came out to what are you doing out here?
Sorry,
they're probably going to attack me. I need to...
And you're kind of the person that can easily be scared.
I am. So I've just... I've been in fear of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Real fear. Not just fear. Not fear of clowns. No. This was not bear fear. This is real fear. Okay. I'm here with Sheriff Tom Basinko. We're going to take a break. I want to talk a lot about what happened in Tehama next. I think because you're up on everything on that's going on that. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy has got the most, he's got the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in the state now. Teaches in over 30 counties, whether it's CCW or a tactical rifle or advanced pistol. In fact, there's a tactical rifle class going this Sunday. And I think there's room for like one more. So if you've got an M4 or M16 and you want to get to learn how to use that firearm more proficiently, we've got that class going. Check it out at usgunpro.com. Or give him a call at 530-999-1822. Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
We're Billy and Patrick for Kia's Light Up the Holidays sales event. We both own Kias and we love them.
Light up your holidays and make no payments until after the new year on Reading Kia's award-winning lineup.
Great deals are waiting for you right now in the 2018 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017. With available 7-passenger seating and all-wheel drive, Kia Sorento sets the bar a little higher.
The 2017 Kia Niro Hybrid is the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality. The fuel economy is outstanding, and like all Kia, it's backed by America's best warranty.
Test drive a 2018 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage, the SUV that can tackle the toughest roads with confidence. It's a KBB Best Buy.
And the 2018 Kia Soul is ready to light up your holidays, too. Kia Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality in 2017.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every new Kia purchase.
Reading Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, ReadingKia.com.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call certified financial planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Cascade Christmas is coming soon. An all-new show for the whole family. Don't miss this holiday spectacular. Free pictures with Santa after all 2 p.m. shows, so bring your camera. Tickets on sale now at cascadetheater.org or call 243-8877.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
He was a hard-headed man. He was brutally handsome. And she was terminally pretty.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 20 minutes after the hour here in the studios of Free Fire Radio. 48 degrees going up to 53 today, rain all day. And then tomorrow will be showery. I don't think that's a word, but Bob made it up and I liked it.
It's not an official word, but it's an official term.
It's a showery word, yeah. Hey, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793. And North State Security brings you this portion of the show. North State Security. Since 1968, they have worked to give their clients, both professional and business and private customers, a sense of security. And they do this by patrols, people on site, highly trained people. They've worked with the city. They take care of the electrical plants. They do Colt 45 games. You know, there isn't anything that North State Security doesn't touch on. And right now they're looking for some good men and women to join their team. They've expanded. They're the largest security firm north of Sacramento with the best reputation, over 200 clients. So if you want like to become part of North State Security, give them a call, 243-0295. Or how about this? If you're having problems in your business and you need a response there in 8 minutes or less, you call North State Security. They've got a special program there for that. You get somebody in your business, and it's going to take the police because they're busy doing something else, a trespass or whatever. It's going to take them a while to get there. Call North State Security, 243-0295. Hey, we're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko, and we've got Nick on the phone. Good morning, Nick.
It is a good morning. It's always a good morning when I get to talk to you guys. Hey, Tom, I've got three questions, pretty much yes or no answers.
Okay.
If I catch somebody out in my driveway going through my car, can I go out and just beat the snot out of them, maybe even take a baseball bat, wrap a towel around it, and knock them around a little bit and not get prosecuted?
No.
Okay. Number two.
In general, no. But if that, in the way you describe it, no.
Okay. If I take a shotgun, take the shells and cut the tip off and dump out the BBs and stand back about 30 yards to where the wad won't hurt them and fire off about five rounds at them, to scare the snot out of them. How about that? Would I be prosecuted for that?
Maybe. Yeah. A lot depends on, you say the wads can't hurt them. You'd have to be some distance away from that. And you say prosecuted. That actually is not up to sheriff's office, my deputies, or police department. That's up to the district attorney on how they review the case. But there's a good possibility. Maybe yes.
Okay, so probably if I left, put six rounds in my shotgun. I know the law says you're only supposed to have three, but that's for
hunting.
That's
if you're hunting.
No, if you're shooting at people, you can have as many in there as you want.
That's absolutely right.
So always like that.
So I put in five blanks and a live one, and I shoot off them blanks and he charged me. Can I dump him with that live one?
You say charge. You have to be able to form the thought process that you were in imminent serious bodily danger or threat of that or death or somebody else.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
That's it?
That's it.
That's done. Yeah, and, you know, the difference between bear fear and reasonable fear.
And most of those, you know, Nick described
that?
Some situations.
Yeah.
There's usually a lot of gray area because it's based on reasonableness, the circumstances, yeah. The age of the victim, in this case being Nick, the age of the victim, training, distance between him and the suspect.
Yep.
That's what the investigation is for.
Yeah, and usually if you're in fear of your life, real fear of your life, I mean, not bear fear where you're just scared of clowns, and so if a guy's dressed like a clown, you start shooting him because you're scared of clowns, but that your life's in danger. But here's a real question you have to ask yourself, and I say this. Oh, people say, you know what, well, it's a good thing you didn't catch him. Well, here's what I'm saying. I said, well, if I'd gone out there, first of all, it would have to be something, the guy would probably run off. I'm not going to shoot him.
Right.
I'm not going to kill somebody over.
Because the threat's not there.
The threat's
is not over property.
And it's over property. You know what? Guess what? And okay, it's a pain in my butt to have to do this, to go out and get this stuff. It's not worth killing that guy over.
Right.
However, if that guy turns around and he's got a knife, now my life is in danger, and then the rules change.
That's right. And it also changes. Let's say he ran away, as you were describing, and he turns around. Well, if he's 100 yards away and he pulls that knife,
it's still not.
That's not an imminent threat to you. But if he's 5 yards away from you,
and turns,
that's something completely different.
There you go. Something for he can get you because as you practice and we practice, somebody from a knife from 10 yards away is on you
right then.
He's on you. It doesn't take long.
And then Nick talked about, hey, can I take this baseball bat and womp on the guy? No, because even the victim can become a suspect because then that becomes he becomes the aggressor. And he's not using reasonable force, and that can be a crime and be prosecuted.
You can come out there and be armed to protect yourself because you don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
And then, but if that person, you come out with that baseball bat and you come around the other side and you've trapped him in there. Mm-hmm. And the only way out is past you. Now, that ought to be interesting because the only way out is past you, so he's got to come at you. Mm-hmm. I guess you could set those kind of things.
And that's what we have to do. That's why we have the investigations and the statements.
But if you just go out there and take your baseball bat and womp and womp and womp on somebody, there was a case where a guy was inside a person's house, and the guy came out when he came in the house with his baseball bat. I mean, he came downstairs.
Right.
And the guy runs, and he chases him outside and whacked him. Guess what?
As soon as he crossed the threshold,
the aggressor.
He became the aggressor and went to jail.
Right.
And, you know, for hitting this guy. Coach Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning back at you. Hey, it might be an unusual question, but I'll throw it at the sheriff. I got an ex-girlfriend who was talking to me the other day. Her youngest son is a guest of yours at the hotel there on West Beach.
Okay.
And believe me, he belongs there.
Okay.
We won't go into that, but he's where he needs to be. But in any event, she puts money in his, whatever you call that, little prisoner fund that you got there.
It's called commissary, yeah.
Yeah, okay, thank you. He writes her letters, and he says that Top Ramen costs $1.25 in the jail. And she asked me, what the heck is up with that? It's only about 20 or 25 cents if you go to the store and buy it. So I told her, next time I hear the sheriff on KCNR with the colonel, I will call and ask, why is Top Ramen so expensive for a prisoner? Not that I care, but I thought a curious question.
Well, he has to go get it.
If he wasn't in jail, he could pay 25 cents for it. And then with our commissary, you're right, we do have overhead. It's by a third-party vendor. They complete their order. It's filled by the vendor. Then it's shipped here from the vendor's company, and then we have a staff person that has to go over to make sure the order is complete, and they get what they paid for. Sometimes people are
it's
filling
kind of like
the order.
Going to a convenience store like on the corner.
Yeah,
you know, do you ever pay the same at 7-Eleven?
That's right.
That you pay it at
or you go to a vending machine for a bottle of soda, and it's $1.50. And you could buy that for 50 cents
someplace
else.
You're not making money.
Ever buy water
thing?
At the air show?
Do you get money out of this?
We do.
Yeah, because the vendor has to pay you for the privilege of this.
And then that money goes to, the proceeds of it goes to what we call an inmate welfare fund. And it helps support safety measures and security measures in the jail. And then also for indigent inmates to have stationary letters that they can write, postage for those inmates that can't afford it, and that's what it supports.
That's cool. All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Coach Bob. Hey, we didn't have him talk to Tehama, the shooting down at Tehama,
right.
But we're going to.
Yeah.
But let's go back to that one thing, because this is something we teach in our concealed carry class, because I teach the law side of it also, mm-hmm. along with Ted. And here's the thing about it is, as soon as the threat is not there, say there's three people attack you, and you, in fear of your life, they're going to hurt you, you shoot one. The other two turn. You can't shoot them as they're running. If you go out there and somebody's breaking into your car, you got to really ask yourself, they're breaking into my car, so I come out with a baseball bat. Get out of my car. If they run, I'm not going to chase them down the street.
Right.
I'm not going to hit them while they're inside the car. Unless, of course, they're for whatever reason. Just
have a threat towards you.
Unless there's a threat.
Right.
And this is the biggest thing that people have to get in their head is, even though that these people are stealing from you, they are violating you, you don't have the right to kill them if they're not a threat.
And one of the few exceptions to that is the castle doctrine.
If you're inside your house.
If you're inside your house and they're breaking in and into your house,
that's different.
The law allows you to protect yourself there. Because if they're making that entry, they're a threat to you.
Yeah.
You're not protecting your property in the home. You're protecting you and your family members.
Now you do not have to retreat in your own house.
Right.
So if they come into your house, then it's different.
And you recall, now it's probably been
that lady
5 to 6 years ago, the woman where a person was breaking into her home, she was on the she was on the phone with 911, giving the dispatchers information. They were giving her information and instructions. She gave warnings. She actually fired warning shots, because that's a whole nother discussion.
Yeah.
But the person left and then came back and then eventually broke the window out next to the door and started to make entry into the home. She fired and used lethal force, and that was all justified. And only God knows what would have happened, but it was all bad if she had not been armed and able to protect herself.
That's right.
And that person made entry there.
And the last thought we want to have here before we go into our next segment and take a break here is, you have always advocated, as did Chief Paletti and Chief Moore now, you have always advocated being able to protect yourself.
Absolutely.
And your family in your home. That and if that's through a firearm, then so be it.
If it's with pepper spray, so be it. It's what the person feels comfortable with the amount of training that they have.
Just know what you're doing.
Yeah. You just have to be. And that's one of the reasons that after you get your concealed carry is that we recommend you go out and you shoot all the time. You take advanced classes. You go on out to learn more on how to protect yourself. Okay. Sheriff Thomas Sinkel's with us. Now, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Siskiyou Transport, SST Oil, an employee-owned business. You know, they own this. They have bought it from the original owner who started it 50 years ago. And they now have one of the largest companies easily in Redding, maybe even the North State. SST Oil, they're going to take care of your heaters, your water heaters. They're going to provide all the fuel oil for you. They have over, if you get one of their fuel cards, it's good in 57,000 places. And I have to say this, once mine was lost, I called them. They canceled the other one. I went down literally the next morning. And they had the card there. What can I say? The owner, one of the owners, Bill Casparino, will be with us Monday, and we're going to talk about SST. But we're also going to talk about what's going on in this town. He's been here a long time, and he is a successful business in town, and what he'd like to see in the future here. It's 8:32 in the morning, and we're going to take a quick break. Come right back to Sheriff Thompson.
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. My office, along with the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, would like to invite you to a free event, Opioid Crisis and Addiction, Stopping the Cycle in Shasta County. Our keynote speaker is Sam Quinones, author of the book Dreamland. This free event will explore the opioid crisis and drug epidemic affecting our very own community. Join us for this free event on Thursday, November 16th at 6:30 p.m. at Mercy Oaks. If you are a parent, educator, teen, community member, law enforcement, or healthcare professional, I urge you to attend. That's Thursday, November 16th at 6:30 p.m. at Mercy Oaks. Please call 225-5220 for more information.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Don't miss it, the Reading Gun Show, this weekend only. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. This is the gun show of the year, jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammo, and of course, reloading supplies. This weekend only, the Reading Gun Show at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. We are in ground zero. If it's happening in Reading, downtown Reading, it's going to happen around this area right here. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. November the 15th, 2017. Carl Bott here. It's 48 degrees, going up to 53 today. It's going to be rainy all day. It's going to be kind of showery, as Bad Bob says. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Best place in the world to get a haircut. Better known. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. That's all I can say. Down there on the right across from Subway off of Athens Avenue in Cypress Square Shopping Center. Okay, we're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko. And here's the question. Okay, the shooting, Rancho Tehama.
Uh-huh.
I was down there in Corning area. And I've talked about how the Corning school has got gates and all these things. It appears that the school, when they heard the stuff was going down, without being told, I mean, they heard the shots, they locked that school down. He right. couldn't get in. He was trying to get into that school.
You know, this goes all the way back, even into the 90s with the Purdy incident down in Stockton that ended up making a bunch of regulations against what they call assault weapons.
Right.
But he was at the school, and he tried to get entry into there, but didn't go into the classrooms, but was killing children on the playground.
Jeez.
They heard this from news reports. They heard the shots, and the school went in down to immediate lockdown. And there was this was during when
8 o'clock in the morning
when kids are being dropped off at school, school buses are arriving, parents are arriving and leaving. So it's a busy time in the morning.
Sure.
School did the right thing. Our schools, Shasta County schools, can do the same thing. They are training for that, much like a fire drill, and that's a fire drill is required by law, but they have lockdown drills now. And the principal, I know a principal can always call for a lockdown anytime. And then on top of that, if there's a law enforcement action going on nearby or an incident, we can notify dispatch who notifies either the school or they can notify the Shasta County Office of Education who puts out a email blast, an alert to the schools in that area, that, hey, this is going on, lock down or take precautions. And they do sometimes what they call a soft lockdown, maybe where somebody can go down the hall to the restroom and stuff, depending on what's going on,
right.
Or a hard lockdown where nobody comes or goes.
the timeline on this thing. This guy has been, last year, was arrested for stabbing this woman.
Mm-hmm.
Went to jail, had a $160,000 bail that his mom put up for him.
Right.
One of the people he killed was this woman. He had two restraining orders on him.
Right.
His neighbors say that, he's been shooting a lot of rounds and with the large capacity magazines. And they said, we let people know about this. Now, I don't know who they let know about it, but the fact that, once you get a restraining order on you for domestic violence, does the sheriff or the police have to go, don't they have to go to the house and to ensure this person doesn't have guns? Or do they check and just background and say, he doesn't have any guns registered?
No, there's no law requirement for that. But they do have to show, proof to the court that they no longer have firearms or have surrendered them either to law enforcement, to a gun dealer, or moved them out with a family member. Say, hey, hang on to these until the restraining order is resolved. I don't know all the particulars of this particular case, and I don't want to second guess that.
No, I understand.
In general. And I don't know, he had these other charges pending, but I don't know if he was a prohibited person means, was he a convicted felon and would be restricted anyway? First and foremost, remember?
He's a criminal.
He's a criminal. Criminals, by their very nature, do not obey the law.
Right. But I was just thinking is if he had if this guy was stabbed this woman and had restraining orders on him,
mm-hmm.
so he must be under, of course, how many other people are to their sheriffs trying to watch down there,
right.
too? And, okay, so the timeline was he went out, and did he kill somebody and take their truck? Or did he just steal the truck and then take off? I'm not sure on the
circumstances of the case and the facts, those are all very fluid. That's why they're having the investigation. But that'll come out. But this was actually a very long incident.
Yeah,
from what I saw in the news, and we, of course, know the news is always correct. This was a 45-minute incident. A minute is an eternity in an instance like that.
Firefight.
Very tragic. And my sympathy goes out to the family members, the loved ones that they lost, the first responders were there.
Yeah, four dead.
This lasted about 45 minutes. On average, a active shooter incident is about 5 to 7 minutes. Part of Tama County is very rural. It takes quite some time to get out there for law enforcement response. But a 45-minute incident is a long, long time.
It is, because I understand it was like seven different sites he was at. This one person reported seeing two dead people laying in the street.
Mm-hmm.
He took another car from an individual because he crashed one car, and the other car came up, said, "Are you okay?" Shoots him, takes his car.
Mm-hmm.
Then he gets to the school. Do we know, is there any, was he trying to get to the school because nobody knows?
I don't have that information, and I don't want to speculate
on
it.
Yeah, then he starts shooting at the school. See, this is the thing is, I don't either. But then the two...
And they may never know.
You're right, because once he got back in his car and he took off, two sheriff's deputies went after him, ran him off the road, and got into a gunfight with him and killed him.
And at any given time, I would figure that TCSO can't have more than four deputies out in the field for the whole county.
They're a small county, small county sheriff's office, much
mm-hmm.
like we are.
Yeah.
Much of the time, if you were responding from, say, Happy Valley to Shingletown, that's going to be
long time,
20, 30-minute response driving.
And that's code 3.
Code 3.
And then, of course, then you have to try and rely on things like highway patrol that may be out in that general area. But it's going to take the police from Redding. It takes police from Redding 15, 20 minutes to get across town here.
With traffic and everything, absolutely.
Yeah.
We do have, I know that the city of Redding Police, has school resource officers in our schools here.
What?
The sheriff's office has school resource officers.
But not everywhere.
Not everywhere. Not every school. Our school resource officers are out at Foothill High School and out at West Valley High School. But they can also be in town for court training and other things. So they're not necessarily on campus 100% of the school.
How much danger are kids in, would you say?
you just don't know when and where these incidents can happen.
It seems like it's moving. You know what? It's like everything else that happens in this damn state. It starts in the south and it moves its way north. Mm-hmm. Heroin, all these things. Now it's moving its way north. You know, it was San Bernardino, and then now it's up in Corning.
Right.
Or in the Rancho Tejama area.
Well,
Look
what has happened over the last, several years. In 2011, we have AB 109 that releases, over time, has been, I think, about 30,000 inmates from prison. And they say, hey, these are nonviolent inmates. Nonviolent for the crime that they were doing time in prison for, but they could have a very violent past.
Sure.
Then we have Prop 47 that released even more from prison. Now we have Prop 57 that gives more credits, and you can get out on parole much sooner. The state is more interested in releasing people from prison than they are protecting its citizens and keeping these individuals, criminals, in prison. Now you got me on my soapbox.
Sanctuary state.
Well, we have the sanctuary state, but on top of that, the governor signed Senate Bill 620 that allows a judge to delete a strikeable offense, which is mandated if you use a gun in the commission of a crime, and allows the judge to delete the special enhancement for sentencing that can be 10 years, 20 years, or a life sentence if you use a gun in commission of a crime, allows a judge to delete that. That you kind of slap your forehead and say that it makes no sense with the amount of gun violence that we're having and holding.
How would they even do that?
So that they don't have to have people sending people to prison.
Let me say this thing too. The sanctuary state that we have also. We'll talk about that when we get back. Bob, you have something.
In your opinion, as a law enforcement officer, is the state of California, have they abdicated their responsibility to public safety?
No, I do not believe so.
All right.
Especially what you see.
The legislature. Have they abdicated the response?
I don't think so, because you're seeing trying to get rid of the bail system, changing the laws to where it lets more people out of prison. You don't see that. Lessening the laws to where it doesn't have the offender accountability to either send them to prison.
That to me means is that they are doing away with the rule of law.
They're trying to. But then in the flip side, then they're putting more onerous and restrictions on law-abiding citizens.
Absolutely. All right. We're going to take a break here. We're here with Sheriff Thomas Sinker. We come back. I want to talk about the sanctuary state.
Before we do that, if we can say, I'll have a little bit more on the school plans for safety, and I'll cover that in general.
Great.
So then we can segue into the sanctuary state.
Okie doke. Then we're just going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Discover the East Reading residential community of Shastina Ranch built by Palomar Builders. Located off Airport Road with a regional park, walking trails, decorative streetlights, sidewalk planters, view lots, fabulous open spaces with close proximity to quality schools. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. These homes are priced from $356.8 to $518.8. Contact Rhonda Culp at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing. Featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatment. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Discover the residential community of River Point, built by Palomar Builders, located in South Reading, with large deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, and stylish master suites. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. This credit may be used for closing cost upgrades or landscape and is a limited time offer. Contact Debbie Morgan at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Bosky on the Arms, 2539 Larkspur. This is the only place I go to get guns at. You know, great customer service, great gunsmithing, classes there and concealed carry. But he's got everything that you will want for shooting. Plus, they have a great attitude. You're not going to go in there and have somebody act like you're a second-class citizen because maybe you just started shooting.
You know, Carl, I think earlier in the show, you're on the first half of the show, you mentioned that you have an anniversary coming up.
I do.
You might want to go get an anniversary present there.
There you go. If I'm going to go down to Four Winds Jewelry, maybe Linda should go over to Bastiani Arms.
Yeah, or maybe you can get a bedazzled gun.
A bedazzled gun, that's right. I'll get that with some Sikorsky crystals in them. Let's go to the phones here. I'm, of course, with the sheriff. But quickly, you have a plan. I mean, there's a plan in place.
Absolutely. And it's called our Safe Schools Plan.
Right.
We established that many years ago, and we were one of the first ones, we were the first in the county. And our plan has been used in many other school districts across the nation, actually.
Okay.
And so the school plan is made with the school administrators. We have copies of floor plans, of the school layout for the whole. Because remember, these campuses are pretty big. And you say, hey, go to building 351.
Yeah.
Where in the heck is that? Because if we don't have kids there, we may not know.
Sure.
And so we have that. That's loaded into our car computers. And as you said, we do train. We train on firearms, but we also train. You're right. If we get together, it could be a sheriff's deputy and a CHP officer. They're right. going to be responding because old school was, hey, you wait, call the SWAT team, and they might be there in 45 minutes, an hour. But by that time, it's all over.
Yeah.
And so you team up, go in, try and find the threat.
As soon as two law enforcement personnel
find the threat,
come together, you go for the sound
and neutralize the threat. And
right.
we were very fortunate. We had a fundraiser. We bought our folks rifle-resistant vest to throw on because oftentimes we're going up against rifles to help protect our officers. They have ballistic helmets, and that can help protect them so they can protect others.
Well, you've got to have the plan. And like in when that shooting in Colorado, the first one, Columbine,
yeah.
And they cleared it from the one side of the school to the other. Meanwhile, they're shooting people on the other side. So things changed.
SCOE, Shasta County Office of Education, can call for a lockdown if they know that something's on. I talked about that a little bit earlier. The principals can.
Yeah.
Our officers can notify dispatch, notify the schools.
Okay.
And so they can take proactive action there to help protect our students. And we have also reverse 911
that we can do a call out.
I've gotten a call from that saying be on the lookout for.
Right.
We got a bunch of people lined up on the phone, and we before we took a break, we talked about Sanctuary State.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Hollihan.
Gary, good morning.
Good morning, and we gun owners are thankful for Sheriff Tom and all he's done for us. My question is, since we are a sanctuary state, are not all the cities sanctuary cities unless they otherwise declare? Clarify that, please.
Well, even if they declare that, say, hey, we're not a sanctuary city, that's really now with the law being making California a sanctuary state, all the cities and counties are, subsidiaries. It's not the correct legal term, but I'm not a lawyer. And we have to abide by and follow state law. So even though it says, hey, we're not a sanctuary city, they still have to follow Senate Bill 54 that was signed in by the governor, as does the county.
So therefore, Redding is a sanctuary city.
Correct, by the mere fact that it was signed into law. We're in the state of California.
State of California. And Shasta County is a sanctuary
And really
county.
Making a resolution or an ordinance that says, hey, we're not, is really
right.
not oh, because you can't
right.
supersede
right.
state
the
law.
The reason for this, our city councilwoman, Francie Sullivan, does not understand what's going on. She thinks that Redding is not a sanctuary city. In fact, she stated that last week at the Salvation Army kickoff shindig mm-hmm. a couple weeks ago.
Well, she has
no clue.
Yeah,
all right. Thanks again.
Gary.
You bet.
By law, we are.
By law,
even
yes.
if you go back.
You can state that. You can have that as an opinion,
yeah.
but you still have to follow state law.
By federal
so,
law.
So now the question is, because I've asked David Kehoe this several times, is the fact is, so what is, what's the, you know, I said, how do you feel about it? And he says it's, you know, after deep discussions and all this, they'll make up their minds. But I'm not sure what you can do. You know,
right.
I know that personally. I am so far against this. We already have a drug problem here,
right?
So now we're going to have a sanctuary problem where people come here
under
for drugs, and they're not going to be pursued to be thrown out.
Under SB 54, there are about 800 felonies that allows us to talk to ICE and let them know,
right?
And some violent misdemeanors that we're allowed to communicate with ICE,
sure.
but on nonviolent misdemeanors, vandalism. Theft cases, things
people,
like that.
People breaking into your truck.
Even if they're a known gang member.
We are. You're on. Jeff.
Hello?
Hello, Jeff. You're on the air. With.
All right. First one's kind of light and airy one. I got a vegetable, and I had trouble with these the cruisers around the river, you know, with the campers, I guess we call them. And they would come through and pick off all my vegetables and fruits and help themselves.
Right.
So I bought a paintball gun, and I was wondering if there's going to be, if that would be an issue if you popped a guy with a couple paintballs, you know, being they are designed to shoot people.
Could
non-lethally.
Be. Yeah, because basically you're committing an assault with the gun.
Okay.
And they are considered less lethal. You could still cause injury to the person, depending on where they're hit. But, yeah, that would be an assault, and so that would not be proper.
You know what, Tom? Frankly, I think that's BS. I think if somebody's stealing the stuff that you've raised for your family, for you, and they're stealing it, and if you come out, there's nothing that's going to happen to the guy, because even if a policeman's there, they're not going to do anything, because except give him a ticket. Why can't you use a paintball gun and shoot these asses?
I agree with you. You might have to take a couple of nitro pills or blood pressure meds right now. As I peel Carl off the ceiling, but
I'm just tired of this. I am tired of having people just come in and rip you off. And you know, it's bad enough taking it. You know, while you're not there,
don't kill the messenger. Because I'm telling you what the law would be.
And I agree with you. But if you're watching them take it, you're watching them do it, and they don't care.
Yeah,
paintball them. You know,
right?
Okay.
But it could be.
But I'm not too sure.
Don't know if the district attorney would file charges on that, but it could be deemed an assault.
Well, just so happens the district attorney, Stephanie Bridget, is on tomorrow morning.
There you go.
At 7 o'clock. And guess what, Jeff? we can call her, and you can call in and ask her that.
You know, and two, you might back up. You have that one with paintball, and then we can talk about that reasonable use of force issues there that we had earlier in the show.
And beanbags. Beanbag shells that shoot that just shoot a beanbag, and it's non-lethal.
Law enforcement uses them.
Yeah,
the trespasser has a large purple spot on his neck.
Okay, what's the second one?
Okay, I heard from two credible sources that the new regulation about putting a lockbox, steel box, in your vehicle. So if you leave the vehicle and leave your CCW or your weapon in the car, it's got to go into the box. And if that's the case, I think that's a good idea because looking at it, I was a little concerned at first. But then I thought, now it's going to encourage me when I leave my vehicle to take my weapon and put it on my body.
Yeah.
And
that's good.
I usually encourage that if you have a CCW, because if you need it and you have it with you, good. But if you need it and don't have it, that's not a good situation to be in. Yeah. And you have to have the box secured inside the vehicle if it's in the driver's compartment, so it just can't take it with you. Yeah. Or you can lock it into the trunk that's in a locked container to be in compliance with the law. So, yeah, that was a change. And we're coming up to the end of the hour. And
thanks, Jeff.
Want to thank you for calling in.
Okay, sure. Sheriff, last thoughts?
Still working on the jail plan to get some more beds in there. We'll have a meeting later. And we hope to, probably won't be until spring, but we're getting on that to see if we can get a few more beds and squeeze some people in there.
Okay. Sheriff Tom Basinkle, thanks a lot, Tom.
You bet.
You know, we are fortunate to have you as a sheriff.
Well, thanks very much. I enjoy the support, and I consider it an honor and a privilege to serve the citizens of Shasta County. So thanks for having me on. I enjoy coming on every month.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy having you on. Okay, everybody, tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the morning, it'll be Trish Clark and I. We're going to have Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA, will join us. Everybody have a great day. It's rainy out there. Be careful. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. If you see somebody breaking into my truck, feel free to say something to them.
And news from Town Hall in progress is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Area, she recalls him saying. The gunman's sister.